Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Connecting the Dots with Emily Westadler, your VA goddess. Emily is an online project manager for social media, presenter, and connector. She assists individuals and small businesses to delegate away low priority yet essential tasks for business growth so they can do what they do best and succeed. Find out each week how to get your vision in action with the four easy steps. Now on with the show.
Well, hello everyone. I'm Emily Westadler and I'm here with the very first episode of Connecting the Dots. And I'm very excited to bring in a good friend of mine and guest, Nicola Grace, the Mission Mentor. She is a fantastic woman who I met in 2002 when I was traveling around Australia. And basically, I've been the virtual assistant goddess for now over 3 years. And at that time, I was really at a crossroads because I was beginning to wonder if that was my purpose in life. Was that who I was supposed to be? And, you know, feeling very much, you know, uncertain. So meeting someone like Nicola Grace, a Mission Mentor, really helped me because together we were able to look at my purpose and to do a reading that helped me to connect with more clarity to who I am and what I want to be doing. And that's led me on with my journey. And I am now launching this, Connecting the Dots Online, a four-step process. So basically, I work with you as your VA goddess to help you get clarity with your vision, to find out what your goals are for your business on and offline, and then to really take that second step, which is to analyze and to see how your online presence is at the moment. Is your message consistent? Are you really being authentic with your vision and how you're presenting yourself online? And that leads us on to the third step, which is where it gets personalized, because I want to guide you. I want to help you connect the dots online. I want to show you where your vision and online presence are maybe not congruent, or to help you further get along and basically boost your online presence to make you more visible and get you more success fast. And that really leads to the final step of the process, the fourth step, which is let's hire the right people to get your work done. Now, I know my skills and strengths, and I love social media and being a project manager. So that's what I do best. And then when it comes to other technical things like website design or, you know, creative things like that, whatever your project is, I will go and find those right people so that your vision really does get accelerated and accomplished. So that's just a little bit about me and the four steps and how I met Nicola. And now I'm going to go over and give you a bit more of a formal introduction into Nicola. Because Nicola Grace, the Mission Mentor, if you're facing challenges with your mission to make a difference or even knowing clearly what your higher purpose is, today is your chance to transform that forever. If you want to get on with what you really came here to do, but you're not clear on how to get there, you're in for a treat. I'm happy to introduce you to Nicola Grace, the Mission Mentor. She's also a visionary and 3-time best-selling author. Her expert insights feature along with other world visionaries, Deepak Chopra and Jim Sorrell, in the book Ready, Aim, Captivate. Put your magic in your message and a fortune in your future. She's about to be inducted into the American National Best-Selling Authors Hall of Fame. Nicola transformed her life from dying of cancer to complete health, achieving impossible missions using what she calls strategy with spirit and the undefeatable laws of nature. Recently honored with an award for implementing a winning strategy that went on to save a $1 billion change agent industry from ruin, Nicola teaches soulful entrepreneurs and change agents who want to make a difference how to pinpoint their exact mission they incarnated to succeed in. how to accurately monetize that mission, and how to tap into your soul power to get from where you are today to where you want to be. She is also an active humanitarian with a grand vision for the elevation of all of humanity that she would like to share with you. For over 20 years, Nicola has captivated her audiences as an inspirational speaker, visionary, educator, and transformation leader. She made history with a million people told her was impossible. She has defeated two different types of cancers with short expiry dates. She is an undisputed expert on how to achieve your mission when facing impossible odds. Please welcome to the call, Nicola Grace, your mission mentor.
Good morning. Hello.
Hi, Nicola. I know it's very early for you because you're all the way over in Australia.
Yes, it is early. I do get up early, but this is just a couple of hours earlier.
Thank you so much for getting up early to join us. Nicola, you're called the Mission Mentor. What is the Mission Mentor and how did you come to be known as that?
It was really an evolutionary process. It was during the campaign of when I was working with the billion-dollar industry on a mission strategy, and all of the people that I was working with kept using that word. They kept saying, oh, you were born to do this mission, you're on a mission, you're dedicated and driven as if you were, you know, this is your personal mission. And then when I looked at building my platform to go on to take what I had done there and duplicate it and help others achieve the kind of success that that industry achieved, I thought that it seemed only fitting that it had something to do with mission, the word mission. It was also what I discovered one of my soul buzzwords, which I'll talk about in the call. And these are one of the words that when you use these soul buzzwords, people start to resonate with you who feel that they need to work with you, so they hear you a lot clearer. So I decided that I would then be the mission mentor, because essentially that's what I was. I was helping people with whatever their mission was come to some kind of a successful outcome.
Great. And now I understand that you do your own internet marketing. In fact, you've been an internet marketer since before Google was born. How do you join the dots between the internet and your purpose?
Oh, that's a really great question. And it's especially today because of all of the changes. And, you know, when I first started internet marketing, as you said, Google wasn't heard of. It was Alta Vista, Hotbot, and Likas were the main search engines. And so it was relatively easy for small business people to get online and start marketing themselves, especially people who were full-time internet marketers, because the only way to get traffic in those days pretty much was email and search engine optimization. And I happened to be really good at it. The internet, as you know, has evolved so much. And in that time, I've had a number of internet businesses. Some of them have been really successful and others of them have really floundered to get the traction and get the big profits that a lot of other internet marketers talk about. And as things have changed and they've evolved, we're now living in a relationship-driven market with social media, so building relationships is really important. We're also driven by content marketing as well. You know, we no longer do big sales pitches. It's really important to give people content, and the search engines are not allowing too much duplicate content to be shown. And in the old days, you could get somebody who didn't speak English very well to do a lot of your content and then duplicate it and then repurpose it and all of that good stuff. And you could get a ubiquity footprint, which is the art of being everywhere, relatively easy and relatively cheaply. And you can't do that these days. It's got to be good content, and you know, for a lot of the article sites, you've now got to have good grammar and good English, and you've got to have compelling content that people actually want to read, and that you're developing a relationship. So, if you're not, excuse me, I'll just take some water here. So if you're not talking about things that you're passionate about, it becomes really difficult to create the kind of content that you need and build the kind of relationships that you need on subjects that you have absolutely no connection to or no desire to be talking about. If you're just online for the sake of making money, choosing niches that would make a lot of money and are very lucrative, it's very difficult to get anywhere with that. So what I discovered, particularly in the last 3 years as the internet's undergone these huge changes, is that by working with your purpose and taking the work of your purpose and marketing what it is you're here to do online, you're really passionately engaged in what you're doing, and so you're more likely to attract your ideal clients. You love what you're talking about, so you're more likely to create lots of content, and you're excited about creating lots of content. So you become a content machine of really good stuff, and then that's more engaging, and so you're attracting much more traffic. And there's kind of like this follow-on effect of really enjoying what you're doing and ticking all the boxes of what needs to be done in internet marketing these days to be successful and creating the kind of results you want with your online marketing. I see so many people in online marketing doing everything that all the experts are telling them, but they don't make the money. In fact, they make very little money. And part of that is, it is maybe because they're not accurately monetized and they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're not using the internet for the best possible purpose, which is to do what they're here to do, to get the message that they've been incarnated to spread and to be passionately involved in the kind of content creation and material that that really is of value to other people and makes a difference as well as is exciting for them.
That's fantastic. And I'm so delighted that things have changed, that Google is now looking for that more authentic voice and for good content, because, you know, the days where people, like you said, could make money from finding an unusual niche are gone. And it's really enabling us to sort of step into who we are and to find our purpose and passion, to follow our passion. So I'm really excited about learning from you how you're the creator of the Mission Blueprint. And if you could tell us a bit more, or just tell us, in fact, you know, what is a Mission Blueprint and how did you discover it?
Sure, thanks. Well, Mission Blueprint, I've created a whole product line on Mission Blueprint that I've taken online. So we have online tele-seminars. I do live workshops as well as one-on-one work, because it was really the huge discovery that I made in my own life that given me so many distinctions and clarity of what direction to go in and what I'm really here to do. It changed everything for me. Because there's a lot of talk about what your purpose is, and there's like I see quite a few people with websites that say, find your purpose in 5 minutes or 20 minutes and what have you. And I discovered it's really not that simple. You might come up with a nice statement, but your purpose isn't a statement. Your purpose is about your life and the whole purpose of you living and being here. So it's a lot more complex than a statement. It contains your personal mission. It contains your self-sabotaging patterns and how to overcome them. It's all about your life's lessons, about the kind of things that you're here to do, how you're here to express yourself. So it's this huge overall encompassing thing. And through various stages of my life, I thought I'd been on purpose, doing what I really love doing, but the money didn't follow. I wasn't earning the kind of money that I needed to feel really great. And then there are other times when I've earned a lot of money, but I really wasn't doing what was my purpose and what I was excited about. I had this separation of the two. And then I discovered, both personally, through going through the big success I had with the billion-dollar industry, reflecting on that and then beginning to work with people to help them find their purpose. That there was a blueprint, which is very similar to a blueprint like for a building. And it's the foundation of our life, and it sits at that soul level. It's an energetic imprint with information that sits within our mind, specifically our subconscious mind, where we can access all of those details of why we're here, what our life lessons are, what is the subject matter of the messages that we've come here to deliver, what we would like to be talking about, how we would like to be expressing ourselves. It's the nitty-gritty detail of how we can build the best life for ourselves, the most successful life, going in a direction that we feel connected to and excited about and where we can make the biggest difference. So very similar to a blueprint for a building, as the architects, we have that, our soul has created that blueprint, but we as humans are the builders of the building, of our life. We don't have to follow that blueprint because we have free will. We can change things. We can change the walls. We can change the height of the flooring. But when we do that, we're not necessarily guaranteed to be successful, which is why we can go down paths that end up nowhere or end up in personal disasters or everything can turn pear-shaped. Because we're not really doing what we're supposed to be doing according to that blueprint. And so, you know, the successes can elude us. However, when we get back to building our life around that blueprint and those details, we have a solid foundation, we have a solid structure, and we're able to build a life that has the best possible outcomes. We're able to guarantee our success because we've got the power of our soul behind us. And if it's the thing that we're here to do, then we have the natural abilities to do it.
Oh, and that just really resonates for me. I was just reflecting on how, you know, many years ago, I went to one of those workshops where they helped you to define the statement of your life purpose. And mine was like raising global consciousness by connecting and understanding people, which is, you know, all very well. But like you said, it doesn't give you that mission blueprint. It doesn't really connect you to your soul and your life purpose. And so I'd love to know more about what some of the key elements are to our mission blueprint and how you work with people to help them join the dots. What's your formula for doing that?
Sure. You've raised a really, really good question, because so many people, when they say to me, oh, I know what my purpose is, they rattle off a statement that's really airy-fairy. And while that may well be part of your purpose, it gives you no clues as to what direction to go in life, and it doesn't always give you clues as to, well, how do you monetize that so that you don't have the split in your life of working to pay the bills and then your purpose being a hobby or something that you do on the weekend. To marry them together, you need a lot more information, the information on your mission blueprint, to join all of the dots together to put together a monetization method so that you're in unity and you're in holisticness and your life work is your purpose and it happens to be the way that you make your money as well. So you can completely focus 100% on what it is that you're here to do, and that's where you get to make the biggest difference. So what I've done is I really started out by doing one-on-one work, and because I'm an intuitive visionary, a lot of this came through visions that I was seeing when I was working with people. I was actually seeing the blueprint of their lives. And then I was challenged to be able to affect more people, because what I was seeing is that when people step up to the blueprint of their life, the world transforms. So all the good stuff that we would really like to be having happen in the world would happen sort of via the ripple effect or the butterfly effect if we did that. And part of the reason why we have the world as it is and in all its conflict is because we are on ego-driven paths, not, you know, just generally speaking, I'm speaking about built on egoic paths, and so that leads us to egoic outcomes. But when we're on our mission blueprint, which is at a soul level, it's got the wisdom, it's got the love and the heart of our soul, we're creating a more loving, soulful world just by progressing life through that mission. So it's almost like people's mission blueprints on an individual level, when they come together collectively, are some kind of divine plan to drive humanity into a much higher form of awareness and consciousness and also vibration, which is part of my purpose, is to raise the vibration on the planet. So then I got challenged. It's like, well, you know, a lot of, if that's the case, if what you're doing, you know, is going to transform the world and make it a better place, and this is your role, how can you help more people faster than just doing one-on-one work, because there's only so many, you know, hours in the week? How could you leverage that? And so for a whole year, I was really challenged to create that and leverage it as a teaching product, which I've now taken online. And I developed 7 steps. I call them 7 steps to clarity. And each one of those steps takes you further into understanding what your mission blueprint is and the details that are on it. And there are, you know, there are places within your mission blueprint where you get a lot of free will. So you've got to learn how to make really good decisions. So I show, you know, one of the steps is removing resistance so that you can even connect to your mission blueprint and make better decisions. You're not making decisions driven by some of your limiting beliefs. So each one of the steps takes you closer. The first step, for instance, is clarify your life direction. You need to get you very clear about the expressions that your soul has come here to work through with you, because by having those expressions, they're going to give us some clues as to how to monetize. But most importantly, that's where your greatest fulfillment lies. So you want to be fulfilled. People want to be fulfilled. They want to feel satisfied about what they're doing. And the key to that satisfaction is finding out what those expressions are that do satisfy you. And this is a turning point for me discovering that, because I've always been told that my purpose was to be a teacher, and I've taught history, I've taught dance, I've taught transformation, awakening, I've taught so many things, and still that fulfillment and that sense of success eluded me. So I was thinking, well, surely if you're on purpose, you know, things would be going better for yourself. But what I discovered when I developed my 7 steps, and I specifically took myself through the first step just to make sure it worked before I started working on it with other people, is I discovered my soul's primary expression modality was writer, that I was here to be a writer. And then within 6 months of that, I had guest appearances in books that all went bestsellers. So I became a 3-time international best-selling author. And that's really fast turnaround. My business started succeeding. I started earning a lot more money. I started being a lot happier in my day. And there was just like a snowball effect of successes, one after the other. And it wasn't that I didn't have challenges, because I did, but things became a lot easier. So I thought, oh, wow, I'm really onto something here. So this mission blueprint is the pathway to a life that really does begin to roll, and opportunities come your way to do some magnificent things and to achieve extraordinary results. And you need to do all the 7 steps that I've found in order to get there, because people have blocks, they have resistances. And when I do this formula with people, everybody glitches at a different place. So some people get stuck on the first block, and so I mentor them through that. And then some people don't get stuck there. They roll on the second one, but by the time we get to the third or the fourth one, their limitations come up and they get stuck there. So we've got a step to get them through that. So by the time you've finished the 7 steps, you've not only connected to that mission blueprint, you've also started to connect to a little bit of more confidence about you being able to achieve the very thing that you're here to do, and the details and, you know, the clarity of how you're going to be there. But you've also cleared a lot of limiting and self-sabotaging beliefs. You need to do that in order to connect with your higher purpose, for sure.
Wow, that sounds so valuable, Nicola, because I know that, well, I know so many people who want to be happy and want to be free of those limitations because, you know they've got a message that they want to get out there, and yet they lack the confidence or they don't have the clarity to know how to join everything up, like you said, how to find that best path to financial prosperity. So, you know, this mission blueprint, that sounds like an amazing thing for people to get involved with. And I'd like to just check in with you, if I may. It's like, how do we find our mission blueprint?
Well, there are 7 steps that I've discovered that I work with over and over and over again to great success. I haven't had anybody not find their blueprint who have completed all 7 steps. Because as I said before, some people have blocks, and you need to move through those blocks to connect with it. So that's why there are all 7 steps. So you need to take the 7 steps. That's how you find it. The first one is to clarify your right direction. The second one is to locate your mission, message, and mojo, and that is really the heart of finding what it is you're really here to do, the very specific mission, and then monetizing that. Because what I've discovered is that you don't monetize your purpose, because that's the being aspect of your overall life purpose. It's the mission, it's the doingness, or the verb, the activity within your overall life purpose. It gives us the greatest clues of how to monetize that. So you need to know what that is. And then obviously we need to make a greater connection to ourselves. And a lot of people say, well, why have you got that as step 3? Shouldn't that be step 1? And it's like, well, it could be step 1 for some people, but most people don't know how to do self-inquiry successful enough to be able to contact their soul just by doing the meditation and the steps contained in that particular step in the Mission Blueprint formula. So they need a little bit more processes of disciplining their mind to direct it to look and to listen for answers. And so by the time you come to step 3, that step of connecting to your greater self is a lot easier. If I started there, too many people would get stuck at that hurdle and they wouldn't get anywhere. So then the 4th step is realigning all the information we've just discovered in the last 3 steps. It's realigning your life and particularly your business or career to that mission blueprint, how you're going to do that. And in that step, this is where there are big gaps. Like if you could imagine on a blueprint of an architectural blueprint for a building, there are big rooms where there aren't that many details, and that's where you get to have free will. That's where you get to do some things that you would really like to do, and it's usually where people find, when they go through that step, all of a sudden something shakes loose, but they've got a big dream. It's like, oh, I forgot about that. As a child, I had this big dream, or I've always had this dream to do this, but I didn't think I could. And so sometimes we're shaking loose some, you know, really big purposes and big dreams there. So as soon as that comes up, all of a sudden questions like, well, who am I to do that? That's too big for me. Self-doubt and lack of confidence and disbelief kick in. And that's where people start coming up against the wall of their limitation and their self-defeating thoughts and beliefs. So the next step, number 5, is identifying that resistance and then removing it. So that's a clearing. We do some systematic clearing and of those limiting beliefs, so that you're not only feeling more confident within yourself that you can do that, you're getting out of the disbelief, but also we're preempting any, you know, self-sabotaging or self-defeating behaviors in the future, so that you don't crash in on yourself as you go further And I give you some ongoing belief work to do with that, because that is an ongoing process. At every stage of your development, there will be layers within your mission blueprint of self-defeating behaviors and challenges that you'll have for the purpose of gaining expansion. And then the next step is about taking action. We've got to take right action. We have to learn what the next best step is. What is the best right action that we need to take so that we don't end up getting off track and going down the wrong path and creating those personal disasters because we're off track. And also create an action plan. People will say, well, yay, this is really great. How on earth am I going to get there? I don't know how to do that. And that's often a stumbling block for people. They go, well, I feel like this is my mission. This is what I'm here to do, but I don't know how to do it. So they second guess that is actually what their mission is. So we deal with that in the action, taking right action. You need to know at the very, very first small baby step how you're going to get there. You don't need to know the whole plan of how you're going to get there, because that can evolve, but at least have those very first few steps that lead to the next step that lead to the next step, so that you're clearly on track and heading towards where it is that you need to be. And then the final step is it's kind of an experience more than a step, and that's you making steady progress. Because in order to live successfully and authentically on that mission blueprint, you need to be able to take the feedback of what's working and what's not working and have some kind of system in place to help you move forward and deal with all of that so you are making steady progress. Because if you're not making steady progress, what's happening is that you're either stuck or things are happening in fits and starts. And that means you're not fulfilling the aspect of your purpose of overcoming and expanding beyond your self-sabotaging beliefs and your limiting beliefs. And that is part of our purpose. We're here to overcome those things. So in order to fulfill that aspect of our mission blueprint and expand beyond that and really step into our greater abilities and our greater potential, there needs to be some kind of system in place where you are making steady progress, so you don't let the whole thing collapse and then abandon ship, thinking that that's not what you're supposed to do. And often I've seen this happen to a lot of people when they abandon their dreams, they plummet into depression. And it's a very sorry state to be in. I've had depression myself, and it's a dark place to be. So having that last step, that final step to help you with that steady progress, it's a really important life step.
Yes, I'm pleased you said that, Nicola, because that is an important step. And I know when we met, when was it, January 2012, I was at that point, I was feeling a bit depressed and like going, I'm not sure I'm doing the right thing, you know, I was really stuck and going, am I on the right path or not? And so being able to have a reading with you as you were working then was so good, because now listening to what you've just described, like your seven steps, I can see how you worked with me to just focus on that first step, I believe, which is, you know, being able to tune into yourself, because, you know, I really wasn't listening to my soul. So I wasn't tuning into that inner guidance. And I was just going to ask you, you know, what would you say to people who, when you ask them what their passion is, they say, I don't know?
If they say, I don't know.
Yeah, is that a case of somebody, you know, sort of like not tuning in to listen, to sort of stop and sort of really reflect? Or, you know, why is it that people don't actually know what their purpose is?
Well, there's lots of layers to that. The statement, I don't know, actually cuts blood flow off to the brain that would give you the knowingness. So when you ask me what would I say, I would tell them that. I would say, firstly, don't ever say that statement, because you're cutting blood flow off to the center of your brain that's going to be able to give you access to the answer. So that you're better off saying, I'm connecting to that now, and the information is coming to me now. I'm not in possession of it yet, but it's coming. And so we're keeping that blood flow going, and then you know the answers can flow from there. When people don't know, I've really, very rarely found that that's so. They do know, but often there is a block in the way that made them think that wasn't what it was, or they had disbelief or lack of self-confidence. Because speaking of 2012, it was in 2012 that at the end of the year when I counted up how many private sessions I'd done that year, I'd done over 1,000, which is an unofficial survey, I guess you could say, or an experiment or clinical trial. And in 1,000 of those cases, everybody had an inkling, they just hadn't connected the dots, right? And or they connected the dots and then discounted it. So at some level they did know. In fact, many people, once I reflected back to them what they were really here to do and aspects of their purpose and the whole reason for being here, this would be their exact response. It would be, that's what I've always wanted to do. So they've gone from saying, I don't know, to that's what I've always wanted to do. So they did know. I just thought I wasn't good enough for that, or I didn't have the right qualifications for that, or I wasn't allowed to do that, or I didn't know how to do that. So, you know, because we're here to expand, and we're here to expand through experience. So we're not always going to have the answers. So just because you don't know how doesn't mean to say the job or the mission isn't yours to do. It, especially if if it's something that really does light you up. If something's lighting you up, then that's the next step for you to take. That's the right action for you to take. And so I really find it that people don't know. They know at some level. And a lot of it gets unraveled in step number 5, which is identify and remove resistance, because we do have memory banks stored in our brain from persecution of our ancestors, and even in present time where people have been living their purpose and doing their passion and really loving what it is they're doing and being persecuted for that. And so there are fears that could be wired in our brain to actually prevent us from connecting, because we've got death or danger tied up with the idea of living passionately, being on purpose and doing what you love. So that acts as a barrier or a block, you know, call it a veil, which prevents you from actually seeing on the other side, hence having that step to remove those kind of resistances so that you can see on the other side and you can know. And you know what? It is an evolving process. I mean, when I discovered my mission blueprint and the elements on it, you know, there are areas where I had great clarity, but every now and then I fumble, because when I do that, it's time for me to expand again. It's time for me to go through the steps and reconnect and move forward at a higher level. So we don't have to have all the answers. I think that's the one thing that we can get stuck on, is thinking we need the answers before we take our first step.
Well, it's good to know that, you know, we do know the answers. We've just got to allow them to be expressed and to come out and to work with you. I'm curious to know, like, has there ever been anyone that you've worked with that you've never found a mission blueprint?
The answer to that is yes and no. People who've been through the 7 steps find it. People who quit halfway through, and I've had one person do that who's worked with me in a live event, who didn't get to, she got up to, like a lot of blocks were coming up for her, and it got to the point where she didn't think that she was blocked, and she sat in the class with her arms crossed. And that block was that she thought that her purpose had to do with something about channeling a different coloured energy into the planet, and you can't monetize that. So she got stuck in the separation, or what I call brain hemisphere split. She never did the brain integration process that I do to integrate it. So she thought that you have to go to work to pay the bills and earn money, but your purpose, that you shouldn't get money for that, right? Oh. And the problem with that, I get, so she didn't continue, and she said, well, thank you, I found my purpose. So she felt like she found her purpose, but from my perspective, she didn't really find her mission blueprint, because on the mission blueprint is a provision for us to have the resources that we need in order to make a bigger difference. And in today's world, for now, money happens to be one of those resources. And, it was a really good learning experience for me. Certainly, you've always got to honour where people are at, but also it demonstrated so perfectly what I teach in step number 5, and that is that we have this real division between purpose and money, and that comes from ancestral programming, times when the spiritual people of the community didn't do the work, and work, the daily labor of the community, was considered dirty for them, and that it would disconnect them from the divine. So they were supported by the community, and they didn't have to work at the daily tasks so that they could focus 100% on the spiritual work that they did do. So that's where that idea comes from. And that's part of the reason why you have people who are doing something more spiritual thinking that it's really evil or dirty to charge for what they do, or thinking that, you know, that's a gift from the divine and so you can't charge for it, which again is this brain hemisphere split. It's separate thinking, because all gifts come from the divine. You know, a lawyer that has a great gift of argument and being able to convince people that somebody is guilty or innocent, that's a gift that comes from the divine. Everybody who has a talent or a gift, that's all coming from spirit. It's not that the spiritual healing or spiritual work that we call it is essentially any different from anything else we do. Everything is connected, and our quantum scientists are telling us this. That separation doesn't exist. So that separation needs to be healed, which is what we start doing in step number 5, for you to even be able to feel good about charging for what you do. And here's a really interesting thing. Like, I know out there in the community there's a lot of talk about the collapse of the monetary system and there being different currencies. And what I've seen in my visionary work is that there's a provision for that on your blueprint. And that, you know, so we talk about building the idea and the mindset to have the resources that you need to make a bigger difference, rather than to have the money that you need to make a bigger difference, because money is a resource. Because, you know, should that eventuate, we need to have a mindset for that. Otherwise, what's going to happen are there going to be people who don't know how to live in the flow of the abundance of the universe and how to bring in resources, and they won't be resourceful to be able to survive. So we deal with that in step number 5 as well.
So. Wow. Well, that's great, Nicola. And wondering if you could give us some examples, because I've had the good fortune to have a sneak peek at some of your videos, which we'll be telling the listeners a bit about later. I just wondered if you could tell us about Nick Volcek, or where the hell is those people who are showing really that we can live in this time and monetize anything.
Oh, absolutely. Look, he's one of my favorite change agents and social entrepreneurs. He's an Australian who has no arms and no legs, and he travels the world inspiring young people out of depression and potential suicide and, you know, when they're budding and they're coming into their careers. And he just inspires people with his story of how he's gone on to achieve great success just by having a good, positive mental outlook in life. And he is a man of faith, so he has a particularly Christian background on that. And what I like about him is that he demonstrates that we live in a world where you can monetize anything. And if a man with no arms and no legs can travel the world on his purpose and on his mission, doing what it is he's here to do, and make a, you know, a substantial amount of money so that he then uses that to make an even bigger difference, then you know, you can do what it is that your big dream is. There's absolutely no reason why you can't. It can all happen for you. He's a huge example, so thanks for bringing him up.
Oh, you're very welcome, Nicola. It's like people like him and other social entrepreneurs who really make my heart sing, because they're driving the new economy. And, you know, I love that it's creating this change in the world. And
yeah,
it's just amazing how that's happening and how it's possible. So I believe we should ask, we should let the listeners know more about how they can find their mission blueprint and marry purpose to prosperity.
Sure. For those of you that are listening, I do have a free gift that I've allowed Emily to pass on to you, and that is it's an introduction training to get you start orientating, to get really clear on your life direction and moving towards connecting to the elements of your mission blueprint that are going to help you marry this idea of purpose and prosperity together, so that you're not split in all directions and you're making money over here just to pay the bills, but over here you're building this life of passion that you really wish you could be doing full time. And we're going to bring it all together for you so that, you know, that becomes your method of making money, so that you can go on to make a bigger difference. And Emily, are you going to put the link to get that video in the chat box there for people to use?
Yes, I'll put it in the chat, and I can also read it out to people now because it's very easy to remember. It is just vagoddess.com/Nicola, which is NICOLA. And I probably should spell goddess, because sometimes people spell it with just one D. It's actually got two. So it's V-A, and that's G-O-D-D-E-S-S, for sugar, .com/Nicola.
So vagoddess.com/Nicola. So when you go over to that page, you'll see that you can sign up to get all three videos. The first two are there for you to start right away, and you register. And then I've got a live workshop coming up online where we're going to start workshopping, and I'm going to outline what each of the seven steps are, and we'll start looking at how to start moving you towards that mission blueprint of yours. So, you know, essentially, you are living that holistic life. You're doing what you love doing. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing, so you don't have that second guessing in your head, and that you can have the prosperity in your life that you know, that you want. And, you know, that raises a really good question that I love to talk about, and because I know a lot of people that are heart-centered and spiritual don't have money as a high value. It's more important to them that they're doing something that they love. But we're living in a time when you can have both. And when you have a purpose for money that's greater than material gain, then firstly, that expands your mind to be able to earn as much as you want to. But also, it allows you to make a bigger difference, because the more money you make, the more time you have to leverage yourself so that you can spend more time doing exactly what it is that you love doing, and the more that you can gift and participate in entrepreneurial projects that are, you know, building a better world and helping helping others. So, like as I say, universe supports a vacuum. If good-hearted people don't fill the vacuum of having lots of money, then we will forever be in a society where the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, because those that really want lots of money can have all the money that's there for us to have, because we're not taking it. We're not getting out there and saying this is where we're filling in that gap and taking up our share.
Great. Well, I know there will be a lot of people listening who have just totally resonated with what you're saying, and will be very delighted to know that, you know, it is possible to do what you love and to monetize it and to basically tap into that abundance. So
yes.
I'm going to encourage people to go and check out Nicola's free videos and ways of finding out their mission blueprint by visiting, and I'm going to give that link again. It's the vagoddess.com/Nicola. And like I said, that's vagoddess.com/Nicola, NICOLA. And I just wondered, Nicola, what final advice do you have for our listeners today?
What final advice do I have for people? Look, I think it would be on that money issue. It's like we're living in such a fantastic time of great change. And my advice would be to allow yourself to think of the possibility of having a life where the money you earn is made by making a difference. Because when we all make money by making a difference, rather than make money just to pay the bills or make money for the sake of making money, we're going to be co-creating a better world. So open yourself up to that possibility. And because incidentally, that's where your greatest happiness and fulfillment and sense of satisfaction will be found. And you'll avoid depression, you'll avoid, you know, those moments of feeling emptiness or moments of feeling like your life doesn't mean anything. You will avoid all of that. And again, you will be participating in co-creating, a better world for everybody, not just for yourself.
Fantastic. And I have to say, personally, I know that to be true because, like I said, when I met Nicola, I was feeling depressed and stuck and unsure. And, you know, just working with you in that way that we did helped me to realize that I'm more about creative problem solving. And, you know, the fact that now I'm stepping up into this role of helping other people to connect the dots online by introducing them to people like yourself is really enabling and empowering people to find these solutions and to sort of highlight new ways of working and being. And so it's really exciting, and I'm really happy that, you know, we met and that you now have the 7 steps program that people can work with to identify their mission blueprint. So thank you, Nicola, and thank you so much for getting up early to be with us today. And is there a core message that you'd like to have listeners take home today?
Yeah, the core message is that when you're living on your mission blueprint, you are fulfilling the reason why you came here. And it happens to be your particular part to play, your particular gift that you're going to bring to the universal picnic table of life, that will begin to solve so many of the world's problems. Even if you don't think it's going to do that directly, it will have a ripple-on effect and create great change. So if you've been whinging about all of the doomy, gloomy stuff that's going on and or feeling powerless to do anything, this is where you will begin to feel empowered and connect to your power, is by finding your mission blueprint, living your life according to that, and taking up your role as, you know, as one of the change makers of this huge shift that we're having, where we're shifting ages, we're coming out of the industrial age and into the information age, and that is going to bring forth huge social change. But you'll be busy and you'll be happy and you'll be fulfilled because you're playing your role, and you'll start to see wonderful, amazing things happen because you're stepping onto your mission blueprint and feeling a part of the solution rather than feeling disempowered by the problem.
Brilliant. So thank you, Nicola, for that final message of helping, you know, people understand that it's important to build their life on a solid foundation, and that the mission blueprint is that foundation. And I believe we've got a few minutes left. So if you'd like to just share with people how they can get in touch with you, if they would like to have like a one-to-one session or anything, how can people find you?
Sure. Well, the best thing to do really is to go to the free gift, vagoddess.com/Nicola. Sign up for that free gift, and you're going to get an email from me that's going to give you the dates and times of the live workshop with me. And you want to make sure that you've got all that introductory information behind you. And then if you want to work with me either personally, or you want to work with any of my programs and learn more about that, you can just reply to me at that email address, and we'll be able to point you in the right direction and what have you.
Great. So that link again for people was vagoddess.com/Nicola. And
Also, once you sign up for that free gift, on the next page you'll see my Facebook page, and so you'll be able to go over to my Facebook page and join in on a conversation and have a look at what we've got there and keep in touch that way too.
That's brilliant, Nicola, and I do hope all of you are going to be going to the website and signing up for the videos in the class and finding Nicola on Facebook, because she shares so much that's valuable and really makes a difference and is enabling people to live life on purpose and to prosper with it, which is fantastic.
Thank you.
And if anybody would like to get in touch with me, my name's Emily Westadler, and you can find me just on that website, vagoddess.com. And that, you know, I'd love to chat with people who are change agents, who are social entrepreneurs, who, you know, want to make a difference and just need somebody to help them to get the work done, because when you're on your own, it can be a real struggle finding the time to do things. So why not build a virtual team and help that vision, the mission blueprint that you're discovering with Nicola, to really come alive and be accelerated. So I look forward to hearing from people, and I know people are going to get a lot of value from working with Nicola, and I look forward to hosting a new show next week, where I've got a very special guest. His name's Craig Dew, and he's a web marketing outlaw and founder of the Lifestyle Outlaws, and he's going to be sharing with us another step, if you like, in how we connect the dots online. So once again, just thank you so much, Nicola Grace, the Mission Mentor, for joining us today and helping us to identify to understand a bit better the seven steps for connecting our life to our purpose and passion and prosperity.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on your very first show, and congratulations. It's great.
Thanks very much, Nicola. Yes, it's been exciting to do it. A little bit nerve-wracking, however, I'm really happy I got to do this with you, and I sense that, you know, we got across everything we needed to get across. And so people just visit that website, theagoddess.com/Nicola, to connect further.
Great, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.